Dozens of U.S. House Democrats are sponsoring a resolution in support of what they call a Green New Deal, with the goal of eliminating greenhouse gases as part of a broader effort to reduce the future impacts of climate change. As WJCT's Brendan Rivers reports, Jacksonville is already feeling the effects of the changing climate.
Alton Gordon is an artist and poet who lives on Ken Knight Drive in a low-income, high-crime neighborhood in northwest Jacksonville.
God is never beyond our reach. He's only a prayer away. Look to his love. He's watching and waiting today. When troubles come and you feel you reach the end of your rope, just tie a knot and hang tight and look to God. With him is always hope.
His street was devastated by flooding during Hurricane Irma in 2017.
When I've been here 52 years, and never seen neither hurricane bring that much water in him but Irma, out all the years of being here.
He says at one point, water filled with thousands of gallons of raw sewage was flowing chest high through windows into homes. Gordon says in the immediate aftermath of the storm, his community was pretty much left on its own. So he got in his boat and went street to street trying to help people.
Our fire people came one time, and that was early that day, helped one lady and they left. And then it was just me.
Tom Davitt's neighborhood was hit hard by flooding, too. He's a yacht broker and cancer survivor who lived in the Lakeshore neighborhood when Irma blew past. Climate scientists say warming ocean and air temperatures made Irma more intense. It quickly strengthened to a Category 5 before sweeping across Florida. Though Davitt spent 2 days getting ready for the hurricane and preparing for the worst, it wasn't enough to keep the water out as the St. Johns River spilled over its banks.
I mean, it just kept coming. And obviously I called my sister real early and I was freaking out, upset, kind of like I am now, because I lost a lot of stuff that can't be replaced.
On top of losing family mementos, Davitt's property suffered about $40,000 in damage. Since then, boat sales are down and it's been hard to focus during his recovery. But he says trusting in God is getting him through.
My mom says he's got a plan for me. He's not done with me yet. So, because, you know, I made it through the leukemia. And now through this, so I'll make it.
According to recently published research in the journal Nature Climate Change, unchecked pollution will bring worse and more frequent disasters to coastal communities like Jacksonville. Sometimes more than one at a time, like flooding with extreme heat. Here's Jessica Hellman, director of the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota.
The more we think about these hazards being layered on top of one another, the more I think that that really emphasizes the importance of local resilience and building up the local capacity for communities to take care of themselves.
She says cities will be better off if they plan for extreme weather like it's a baseball game. When a good hitter steps up to the plate, you prepare for a home run.
A batter that has a tendency to hit home runs or a big hitter doesn't mean that each time they step up to the plate that's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen more often than not. And so you have to be ready.
Hellman says as the earth warms, it's like that hitter is taking steroids.
It takes, you know, a good hitter and makes them a better hitter. It doesn't mean that they hit, again, everything is a home run suddenly. It's enhancing the likelihood of an outcome.
Climate experts say comprehensive policies like the Green New Deal are necessary to slow the effects of climate change. But in the absence of national policies reducing greenhouse gas emissions, communities like Jacksonville are starting to focus on adapting. Amy Snover, director of the Climate Impact Group at the University of Washington.
I see adaptation and mitigation, so coping with the impacts and, you know, reducing the problem, as two sides of a coin that we don't have the luxury of choosing one or the other.
That's because research shows if emissions aren't sharply and quickly reduced, large swaths of the River City are likely to be underwater by the end of the century. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.
This story was produced in partnership with the research and news organization Climate Central. More information about the projected effects for Jacksonville is in this story at wjct.org.